Now, here at Ashford Hospital, things are going to happen. There's going to be new developments, and I'm joined by somebody that's going to tell me a little bit about it. And your name?
I'm Cathy Parsons.
And your role, Cathy?
So I'm the Programme Director for the Surrey Heartlands Elective Centre, which we will now be looking at calling the Elective Centre Ashford Surrey, the ECAS. It helps a little bit, we thought, to call it what it actually is, which is an Elective Centre at Ashford. Hopefully that will help our patients work out where they've got to go and where we are.
So people are going to come into the Elective Centre. What is it actually going to offer, Cathy?
In the very first instance, it will be orthopaedic surgery, which is hips and knees and ankles and bunions and carpal tunnels and that sort of thing, and eye surgery, so cataract surgery and that sort of thing. Now, we already do that. This is an increase, so it's providing more capacity to do more of it. Obviously, during COVID, lots of these patients ended up waiting a long time for surgery because they weren't urgent and priorities. And so over time, the people waiting for that type of operation, the queue has grown longer and longer. And so the country as a whole is working on a program where they can provide more capacity for that type of surgery. And so we're doing that here.
So you've mentioned additional capacity. How are you going to provide that additional capacity?
So we're building new theatres in our main theatre complex, so we're expanding that out and beyond where it currently is, so increasing the footprint in our main theatres. That will give us two new main theatres, and we're building an ophthalmology suite on the top floor of Ashford Hospital, which will give us two eye theatres, and it will actually give all of the eye team a facility where all of their pathway will now be condensed into one full suite, which will be lovely for the patients. And we will end up, at the end of the day, we'll end up with 12 theatres.
So 12 theatres, time scales for these?
The first theatre will be open and ready for us on the 1st of April, and the second new one will be ready for, the last two new ones will be ready in July, taking us up to 12 in total, with ophthalmology ones upstairs will be in the April lot.
Right. Now, you, as I said, obviously the catchment area is not just going to be St Peter's and Ashford. I think it has extended in order to reduce the waiting list, so people will be coming from all over?
Yeah, the thing is with surgery is that the patients can choose to go. As patient choice is a national program, patients can choose to go anywhere for their operations, and obviously we're a regional sector here for across Surrey, that's the idea, and we're hoping that our Surrey patients will choose to come here. Once we've got new theatres, we'll have shorter waits, and we'll hopefully will be the place of choice.